Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Faith, I was listening at VFN TV when I was listening to how God unfolded his voice and how he's speaking. And I was sitting on the edge of my seat watching this Sunday, the broadcast that went out. I'm like, oh my goodness, that's just so powerful because the God of the Bible is the God of today. And it's exciting. You don't need to bungee jump. Just have faith in God. And we talked about yesterday that, faith is getting to the edge of the light you have and taking one more step. Listen, that one more step, it's like stepping out when I jumped out of a perfectly good airplane once.
Perfectly good.
Perfectly good airplane. And at 10,000 feet, maybe?
14,000.
Oh, 14. They all look the same.
Yeah.
It all looks like broccoli.
They're still specks.
It like specks and broccoli. The Gulf of Mexico looked like a pond. That's how small it was. Amazing. And trees look like broccoli. And everything inside of your brain says very smart things like, what are you doing? This is...
Stay in the plane.
Stay in the plane. Don't take this step outside. There's nothing out there except the whole earth that you'll kind of plummet to. And, with a little encouragement, he pushed me out.
You had no choice.
I had no choice. I was strapped to one of the Robinson, Dynasty people.
Robinson, yeah,
he looks like. Can you imagine that? That's exactly what it was. Like Psy back there. Woohoo! Or their dad,
Yeah.
And it was amazing that when you take that step, and that's the best way to describe it, or the 747, you remember the 747 that you jumped out of or off of?
Yeah.
It was 40 feet up, and 7 feet out was a trapeze bar. And
I think they moved it further, though.
Well, they moved it closer for you. Remember that was like, because you had to be able to reach it. They were,
right.
It was a 40-foot telephone pole. You got to hear this. You're talking about me jumping out of an airplane. You climbed up on top of a 40-foot telephone pole that had nothing bracing it. It was buried in the ground. And at the top of it was a 2x6.
It wasn't even that big. It was like a 12x12 square.
A 12x12 square, yeah. And it was nailed to the top of it. And so you had to somehow, when you got to the top of the pole, you had to somehow get your body to stand up, which means you're not going to hold on to anything. And a 40-foot telephone pole tends to sway in the wind without telephone lines holding on to it, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's a reason why they put those wires on each telephone pole that you see out around all your properties and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's because they sway. They sway. And you remember standing on top of that?
I remember attempting to stand on it.
You know how the football games and baseball games, the audience in the stadiums do the wave, like somebody just jumps up and they throw their hands in the air, then they sit down, the next one does it. It's like a wave going across there. That's what it was like from my toes to my foot. It was like doing the wave. It was like, my feet are not functioning right. When I finally made it to the top. And the thing was, 2 feet out or something, the trapeze? We had to jump off of that.
They must have moved it in for you.
No, actually. Didn't I make it? I made it.
I don't know. I think you guys did a different day.
Did I? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Then I made it.
I didn't get to witness it.
You didn't get to witness it. And you jump off of it, and there's a trapeze about 7 feet out hanging off of a wire.
Something.
Think of a wire.
Piece of string.
Of course, we're in ministry, so we're used to that. It was a big deal, Camping trip, 747s, airplanes, all the same. Mm-hmm. And you jump off of the swaying pole that you're supposed to really squat and jump at the right swing to be able to make it to it. It takes everything you got to make it to this thing. Mm-hmm. If you can't just kind of halfway jump, you got to just do everything. And even little old Bruce was able to do it, But he would just squat low and just spring them little legs out.
That's a mistake I made. I didn't squat low enough.
Yeah. It's dangerous to squat on the top of a telephone pole. And you jump out and you grab hold of this trapeze. And they got you on belay, supposedly. You remember the dentist? You remember the dentist that belay, of course, is a rope they tie to your harness, and if you're climbing, if you fall, there's a 14-year-old kid holding the bottom. Yeah. And they catch you The dentist was climbing up there.
Uh-huh.
And they had some wood chips, you know, down there in case you fell. Like two or three wood chips. It was like, and he made it about, I don't know, about 20 foot at the pole, and which is only halfway, and he fell. And the belay wasn't, I might be saying that word right, but the person right. holding the rope wasn't paying attention. And so he had too much slack in it, enough slack for him to reach the three wood chips.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and the dentist bounces.
Oh, my.
But if it wasn't for his pride, you know, he's like, he hit the ground, jumped up on his feet, about like you did when you were in that chair at the time. He was back on his feet. He's like, it's good. It's like that commercial, right? What's that commercial that says? Guy gets electrocuted. He goes, I'm good. It's good. And oh, yeah. He started climbing back up the pole again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. That's what faith is like. That's what things like that are very good because it helps you get past your mind. Your mind is holding you back. Your mind is supposed to submit to the ways of God and the word of God. You're not supposed to submit to your mind. As I was saying yesterday, you can feel when somebody's going in their mind. It literally just draws everything in the room. I mean, if you're a person who operates by faith, you can just feel this black hole abyss forming when somebody starts going to the inner parts of their region of their brain.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, wow, the power of thought. You know, the ability just to think those thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus said, the word of God says over and over again, knowing their thoughts, he said. Because he could just feel their thoughts. And it's kind of freaky when you realize that people know your thoughts. And it's like, wow. But, you know, when you walk, God will reveal things to you. And just because you know things don't mean you should say things, right?
This is true.
And but think about this. A mind that's submitted to the ways of God, how powerful is that? Because then you're going to think on the good things, the things that are not, to nullify the things that are. And when we're struggling with our mind, we're actually thinking on the things that are. That nullify the things that would be if we would let go of the things that are.
Mm.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Because we walk by faith and not by sight. You know, when God begins to say he's going to heal someone, he says you're talking about somebody who's not presently healed.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to see them healed.
Mm-hmm.
You have to see them healed. And so you have to begin to just shut down your mind. It doesn't matter what you're actually what your mind says or what the doctor says, and there's nothing like comforting family members. Remember, this thing has always ran in the family. And I was like, thank you. Right. I appreciate you locking your faith in with me on that. Could you please leave until I'm healed?
Mm-hmm.
This is what Jesus said. Could y'all clear the room? Clear the room. We just want people around that agrees. John G. Lake would clear the room. He would have everybody out of the room that didn't believe. And he even took a corpse, a dead body once, and threw it against the wall. I had to have help. Throw that body against the wall and said, lift. And that person was dead and came alive. The spirit just came right into that body.
Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Wow. That, believe me, the person that was dead wasn't complaining.
No.
It's just a religious folk.
I'm sure.
I guess. I don't know. And he moved in authority.
Mm-hmm.
And your mind would say, don't do this. I mean, when the things that God's going to do and is doing and has shown me that he's going to do, you got to get out of your mind, because your mind will cause you to literally run away from the power and the anointing of God. You'll start thinking. And it's like, you know, think about it. Think how limited your thoughts are. I mean, you don't even understand calculus. You know, you don't understand logarithms. Well, logarithms are, let me explain to you. No, right. We don't understand computers. And people go, they're just so complicated. And they are, but it just boils down to just two numbers, a zero and a one.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. And what computers do, I remember Bill Gates explaining, not Bill Gates, but Apple founder explaining okay, he's gone already. All we know is his product.
It's vanished.
Steve Jobs?
Yeah, Steve Jobs.
Oh, very good.
Steve Jobs. He was trying to explain to back in the 70s or 80s about computers because it was such a new thing. Mm-hmm. And he says that if you ask somebody to go back there, say, I want you to get up and I want you to go back and pick up a piece of paper and come back in here. Well, that's a real easy task. But the thing is, you have to wait for the person to get up and communicate to them and go back and pick a piece of paper up. But imagine now that you could just push a button that would do that simple thing. It would go pick a piece of paper up and come back. Something like that. He's giving an example.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens just instantly. And it's not a complicated thing. It's just things that would take a long time for everybody to do. It would happen quickly. Now imagine being able to do that a million times that quick. Mm-hmm. But it's taking a simple thing and it's doing it rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
And so why wrap our brains around it? Why not just sit in front of a keyboard and type up your letter and push print? That's, you know what I'm saying? It's, or just listen to VFN radio or download your app. Why try to wrap your brain around that? Why not just say, you know, God, you said you can do this. You can heal. You can deliver. You can set free. That you've given us the keys to the kingdom of God. And that you called us to advance your kingdom. And it advances by force. Force because we are freeing up by your name those that are held captive by the hordes of hell. Switching from the armies of darkness to the armies of light. And there's nobody more powerful for God than somebody who was once powerful for darkness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all they knew. It's all they knew. When they find out that God loves them and God will forgive them and restore them and even use them and adopt them in the family, those are pumped individuals. Think about Steve Hill.
Yeah.
You know, Steve Hill is just a huge conversion of, you know, he was the one that would be stealing your car battery while you're in church.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was in prison, in jail, when he was led to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he was led to by a vicar in northern Alabama to the Lord, and who was shaking and trembling, thinking himself, like, you know, how do you lead people to Jesus? But he's done all these things for God, just giving his life for him. People that think too much are just, they're just like, well, you know, that doesn't fit and that doesn't work, and I'd have to get another job, and I like this particular place, and I got a lot of friends here. It's like, what are you doing? You're thinking too much. God rewards faith. And faith is just taking that step like Pat did off to 747. Even if you miss like him or you get it like me, that it's exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's exciting. I mean, Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water, but he started sinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And everybody else can evaluate how he did it. But the truth is, he did it. And we're talking about it today, and we don't even know the names of the ones in the boat. I mean, we can kind of figure it out.
All right.
But we talked more about Peter and Jesus than we did about the people on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And he just reached his hand out. And that's what it is. When you walk by faith, God's going to be there. You know, step out in bold faith, and God will meet you every time when he's called you to do something. What he's called us to do is to go into all the world and preach the gospel. So I encourage you today, as you're going about your day, you know, begin to just see people heal, begin to see people delivered, see yourself operating in the gifts of God. Because God, Jesus said, these signs will follow you, those that believe in my name. And then he just lists all the things in the power of God would happen. And he says, and I will do this confirming my word, which means you need to be an abider. You know, he's not going to confirm your word, but he'll confirm his word.
Mm-hmm.
And showing that it's him. But it's time for the church to rise up, everybody that calls himself a believer, and he says, I'm going to pour out my spirit on all flesh. And we're seeing young people prophesy. We're seeing young and old have dreams and visions. We're seeing people healed and delivered. And we're seeing God orchestrate things across the whole country. It's so cool because since we all serve Jesus, and when you abide with Jesus, and all of a sudden he has a plan that he wants to do something, when you get together, everybody just starts saying, that's what he just told me to.
Mm-hmm.
He just told me. Oh, my goodness. And God just begins to do whatever he wants to do. And it's so exciting. It beats, you know, bungee jumping. I just saw a daredevil maybe in Brazil or something that was trying to do something really daredevilish. Everybody knew him. I don't mm-hmm. know his name. But he ended up, he was trying to, I think, by his ponytail or something, was trying to what do you call that when you hook yourself to a wire and you just zip line?
Oh.
So it looked something like that, but it was more like slow zip, but hardly ever moved. And he ended up hanging himself on that wire, and he died right in front of everybody. When everybody's cheering him on, they didn't realize he was choking to death. And he hung himself unintentionally in front of all these people. You know, and it's like, why would anybody go through those extents to have that adrenaline and all that? Just listen, serve God. listen, you'll have Pharisees biting at your heels. You'll have people wanting to throw you in pits. Mm-hmm. You know, you'll have pharaohs wanting to destroy you. You'll have the earth splitting. You'll have fire coming down. You know, you'll be running from cave to cave at times. It's exciting stuff. You know, and all of a sudden God will just show up in the still small voice and take you to this next season of your life. And you'll bump into other people who hear God as well. And y'all both are having this conversation. And you spend eternity talking about this little vapor of time that we have here that we did invest it. We did do something with what he entrusted to us. Jesus said this. He said there was a master who gave out certain talents to his people. And to one he gave, you know, one he gave two, I think one he gave five. Mm-hmm. And he left and he came back and he's asking, you know, what did you do with what I've given you? What did you do with what I've given you? And the first one said, you know, the one with five goes out and he said he's invested it and he's got five more. And he's going, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And the two went out and got two more and said, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So he had four. But the one says, I'm an American. I was scared that I might lose my 401k. Mm. I was fearful of telling somebody about you. You know, so I didn't want to lose what you gave me. So I never used it. I never told anybody about you. I never sang a song. I never prophesied. Mm. I never laid hands on the sick. I never told anybody that I was a believer. I just buried it. This is what he said. He said, I was afraid. I know what you paid for this, and I was afraid, so I buried it. And he said, you wicked and lazy servant. Mm. He says, give what you got to these other ones who invested it, who took that step of faith, who went to the light they had and took one more step, who jumped off, quote, that 747 experience, jumped out of the plane with a parachute, obviously, but willing to do outside of your thought life and say, I'm going to be in my faith life and I'm going to trust God and watch God begin to move and show himself glory. And he says, so the one that has will be given more, but the ones who don't have, even what he does have, even the little bit he gave you, he's even going to take that away. And he says, away from me, you wicked and lazy servant. Go to where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. This is not a good idea just to walk in faith and to operate and invest what God's given you. It's a command, an expectation of God. Let's do it today. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.